Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and today we're going to be talking about music. Before we introduce today's featured musical instrument, I'd like to ask Stephanie, what is your favorite musical instrument?
That I play or that I just like?
I knew you were going to make the question complicated. Just off the top of your head, which instrument do you like the most?
I love the oboe.
The oboe.
Uh-huh.
What's an oboe?
An oboe is a wind instrument. It's smaller than a clarinet that you see more often. But I think the oboe is beautiful. I love the sound. I don't play the oboe. I play the violin. I used to. What's your favorite instrument?
I guess I'm partial to the drums. I like rhythms and stuff like
that.
Yeah. And I play a little bit, although I wish I'd play a little bit better. But, you know, for some of us, musical instruments can be quite intimidating, taking years and years of lessons to play the guitar or the piano or the violin. But today we're going to talk about a musical instrument that is much simpler, and I think people can pick it up pretty quickly, at least play some basic chords and be able to play some songs to sing along to. What instrument am I talking about? The ukulele.
Oh, so let's get started, everybody. We're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back.
In the guitar family, the ukulele is surely the runt of the litter. The instrument, though bearing a resemblance to a guitar, has a flimsy appearance and a modest quartet of strings. The quaint sound of the ukulele, however, is in high demand these days. Music shops proudly decorate their street-side windows with colorful little ukes, hoping to ride the recent wave of popularity. The ukulele was developed in Hawaii in the 1880s by Portuguese immigrants who modeled it after their native stringed instruments. They handcrafted ukuleles and played them to delight locals with musical street performances. The diminutive instrument gained official status when King Kalakaua promoted it and made it part of official events. The name ukulele means jumping flea in Hawaiian, which is said to refer to the way a player's fingers hop briskly over the strings like fleas. Once shunned for louder and more serious instruments, the ukulele is now experiencing a renaissance. A renowned Hawaiian musician released a hit ukulele version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow in the 1990s. Rock legends Paul McCartney and George Harrison also used the uke in their performances. Specifically, an appearance on the drama In Time With You sparked a ukulele craze in Taiwan. Pop songs and TV ads are saturated with sounds and images of the ukulele these days. Beyond celebrity endorsement, people are attracted to the ukulele because it's fun and easy to play. Anyone looking to see what all the fuss is about should just pick one up and start plucking to experience the charm of the ukulele.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. If it's somebody's or something's time to shine, it's their time to be in the public spotlight, to get some attention, to be praised because they do something great. We're talking about the ukulele. And it's in the guitar family. It means it's one of the instruments that kind of looks like a guitar, but it's a little different. It's smaller. It has four strings. We'll talk about that later. It says here, it's surely the runt of the litter. A runt is the smallest animal in a group that's all born to one mother at the same time. For example, a mother cat will have several baby cats at the same time, kittens as we call them. And the smallest of the whole group is called the runt.
Right, and sometimes that's the word we use to describe people who are kind of small and kind of short. It's not a very nice thing to say, but sometimes short people can be kind of obnoxious, so if they are obnoxious, go ahead and call them a runt. They deserve it.
Tom.
Just having fun here. But yes, the runt is kind of like the small, weak part of the litter, and litter usually is how we describe a bunch of kittens. Newborn kittens.
Or puppies.
Or puppies.
Or yeah, even true. Pigs. Pigs.
I didn't know that about pigs. I'm not from a farm myself.
Okay.
But basically this means that the ukulele is kind of small compared to a guitar. It's not as not as cool as a guitar. If you play a guitar, of course, you're cool. If you play the ukulele, you're kind of weird, I guess, if you're comparing yourself to a guitar player. But that's not the case so much anymore, because the ukulele has become quite popular these days. And when we talk about, you know, ukulele or guitar or the trumpet or trombone, these are musical instruments, sometimes just shortened to instrument. So the instrument, the ukulele that we're talking about, though bearing a resemblance to a guitar, has a flimsy appearance and a modest quartet of strings. So a resemblance means that something resembles something. It looks like something.
Mm-hmm. If it's flimsy, it's kind of weak. It's not very well made. Maybe it can be broken easily or torn easily. I once had a pair of flimsy shoes. They didn't last very long because they weren't very strong or solid. So it's got kind of a little flimsy appearance, like it would be easy to break. It also has a modest quartet of strings. A quartet is a group or a set of four people or four things together. In music, if you sing in a quartet, you sing with three other people, so there would be four in total, a bass, a tenor, an alto, and a soprano. In a string family, a quartet would be the bass, no, it'd be a cello, a viola, and two violins. One would play first violin and one would play second. So it's got four strings. That's not very many. And a guitar, I think, has five?
Six.
Six, oh.
Or 12.
Oh, wow.
And then sometimes people make eight-string guitars, you know, special orders
really?
And stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, the ukulele is also being described here as having a quaint sound. Something is quaint when it is really special, it's unusual, and old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
We could say that if you travel in England, for example, you might come across some quaint villages. You might think, hey, I just walked into a Middle Ages village here in England with all these old buildings.
Yeah, kind of cute, kind of charming, but definitely unusual or old-fashioned, as Tom said. That would be quaint. But even though they're kind of unusual, they're in high demand these days. Demand is being used here as a noun. It just means there are a lot of people who are desiring to buy it. So if there's a huge demand or a high demand for something, that product is very popular. So a lot of people are running to stores trying to purchase it. I'm surprised. When I was growing up, a ukulele was kind of a joke. Hmm. We thought it was a kind of a funny instrument.
A toy or something.
Yeah, it looks like a baby guitar. So we would laugh at it. But it's kind of changed, and it's time to shine now. I guess it's more popular.
I've tried it. My daughter took some ukulele classes a couple years ago, and the chords are actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, you can probably pick it up and be playing a song in just 10 minutes.
Wow.
Even if you don't have a strong musical background. So, yes, it is in high demand these days. Music shops proudly decorate their street-side windows with colorful little ukes, hoping to ride the recent wave of popularity. So that's something special or unique about ukuleles. They come in different colors,
cool.
Different patterns and stuff like that. You won't see that so much with guitars or other musical instruments, but for some reason the ukulele has lots of little designs, I guess because they're trying to appeal to young people or even old people. Everybody can play one.
Well, it says here they're hoping to ride the recent wave of popularity. If you're popular, we talk about the noun form popularity. It's just the state of being popular or in demand, a lot of people liking it. Let's talk about where we got the ukulele. Where did it come from? Well, it was developed in Hawaii in the 1880s. You know, when I think of the ukulele, Tom, I automatically connect it with Hawaii. Mm. To me, it represents the state of Hawaii, of those great islands. Because you'll see a lot of Hawaiians who pick up ukuleles and play. Now I know why. It was developed there in the 1880s by Portuguese immigrants. If you're Portuguese, you come from Portugal, the country of Portugal. And if you're an immigrant, you're a person who goes to a country to live there. Can we say that we're immigrants?
No, I don't think so, because we actually haven't decided to live here forever, even though we probably will.
Yeah.
But in any case here, yes, these are Portuguese people who went to Hawaii to stay there for good. So they are immigrants. And, well, they had some native stringed instruments from Portugal.
Uh-huh.
And they made this ukulele based on their original stringed instruments. I don't know what kinds of the stringed instruments they play in Portugal, probably things like the guitar or something, but They probably had a lot of Middle Eastern instruments there because of the Moors in the Iberian Peninsula there. And they handcrafted ukuleles and played them to delight locals with musical street performances. So they handcrafted them. They made them by hand. And if you delight someone, you make them feel delighted or happy. So the immigrants there were playing music for local Hawaiians, and they would have these street performances, and everybody would have a great time.
Yeah, we'll often use that phrase, to delight someone just means you do something that makes them very happy. They really enjoy what you're doing. So they would delight locals, people who lived in the area. And here we're talking about Hawaii, of course, by giving little musical performances in the street. Street musicians just stand on sidewalks or sometimes near the MRT. You'll find street musicians, and they play for free, but you're supposed to tip them a little, give them a little change for their nice music. You know, hopefully that happens. I once was a street performer.
You were?
For a short time in Paris.
Playing the piano?
No, I was singing. And this drunk man came up to me and wanted to kiss me. So that was the end of my street performing career.
Unless you like that sort of thing,
no.
But I imagine you did not want some drunk French guy with the cheese on his breath walking up to you.
He was scary, yeah.
Probably, yeah. They got a lot of scary people in France there. I've heard that. I haven't seen them myself. But we're also, in the next sentence, describing this musical instrument as being diminutive, which means small, or a smaller version of a larger version of something. It's like a small guitar, basically. An example of diminutive would be my name. My name is Tom, but my formal name is Thomas. Tom is the diminutive form.
We also use it just to describe something or somebody who's very small. For example, some actors are described as being diminutive. He's a diminutive actor.
Would you say that about Tom Cruise? I guess he's kind of
no,
short.
No.
He's not that small.
Diminutive actors most likely would be dwarfs or midgets, people who really didn't grow to full size. So there are very small people out there. Well, it's very tiny, and it gained official status when this king in Hawaii, King Kalakaua, how do you say
that? I said Kalakaua.
Kalakaua, okay.
Sounds close enough.
We don't speak Hawaiian either. There is a real language, sure. Hawaiian. He promoted it. He said, hey, this is a great instrument. We need to use it more, and it suddenly became part of official events. Your status refers to your position in society or maybe your ranking when compared to others. So it gained status or it became officially recognized because the king thought it was cool.
And if the king thought it was cool, it was cool. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson for today. Take a break now and listen to your Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的乐器呢，想必大家耳熟能详，英文叫做 ukulele， 那么中文翻成乌克丽丽。我们赶快来看一下第一段的第二个句子，它写着 The instrument, though bearing a resemblance to a guitar, has a flimsy appearance and a modest quartet of strings.在这一句里面呢，介绍了乌克丽丽它的外形。在这里说呢，它是一种乐器 instrument， 虽然跟吉他长得很像 ，resemblance 解释成为相似相像。与什么东西很相似相像，我们就可以借用动词 bear a resemblance to something， 指的是与某个事物很相像。而我们常听到 bear a striking resemblance to somebody or something， 就是与某人或者是某物非常的相似。乌克丽丽这种乐器呢，跟吉他很像，而它的外表呢，我们在这里用了一个形容词叫做 flimsy， 指的呢就是浅薄的或者是易损坏的，看起来这个乐器很单薄，而且呢只有少少的四根弦。在这里我们用了一个字 quartet， 其实在 QUAR 在这里我们可以看到都是跟四这个数字有关的， a quartet 指的就是四件一套的意思。乌克丽丽呢只有少少的四根弦。这一段的最后一句提到 Music shops proudly decorate their street side windows with colorful little ukes, hoping to ride the recent wave of popularity. 在很多的乐器行呢，他们都会在这个靠近这个街道的这个橱窗来用这些 colorful little ukes 多彩多姿的乌克丽丽来装饰他们的橱窗，希望能够跟得上这波流行的热潮。在这里用了很特别的动词 to ride the recent wave of popularity， 指的就是跟得上这波流行的热潮。接着我们来看一下在下一段的中间提到它呢这个乐器的历史背景。The diminutive instrument gained official status when Ki Kalakaua promoted it and made it part of official events。正是因为呢卡拉卡瓦国王他推广了乌克丽丽，并且使它成为官方的活动的一部分之后呢，这个乐器才取得了它正式的官方地位。我们来看一下 status 这个字。 status 一般呢用来指的是地位跟身份，在这里我们可以解释成为它重要的地位，或者是一个很重要的人他的身份。举个例子来说， He is after wealth and status， 指的就是他追求财富和地位。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about the ukulele, which is becoming more and more popular. The name ukulele means jumping flea in Hawaiian, which is said to refer to the way a player's fingers hop briskly over the strings like fleas. Fleas, of course, are little insects that your dog might have. They jump around. Of course, if you want to buy used things, sometimes you can go to a flea market. But here... this is what it means in the original language, a jumping flea.
And it's said to refer to the way a player's fingers moves over the strings. They sort of look like they're hopping briskly. Briskly means to move very quickly, to have a lot of energy to it. Brisk is the adjective form. This is the adverb form because we're modifying the verb hop. And they're not really hopping. When I think of hopping, I think of jumping on one leg.But they are kind of moving very quickly over the strings. To refer to something means it kind of has a connection to something else. It has a connection. This word ukulele connects with the fact that they kind of look like your fingers are these little jumping fleas. They pluck the strings, we could say. So again, brisk means to do something with a lot of energy and quickness. I walk briskly every morning to exercise.
To go for a brisk walk. That's a good way to exercise first thing in the morning. And, yeah, so they are like fleas because your fingers move quickly or briskly over the strings when you're playing. Now, once shunned for louder and more serious instruments, the ukulele is now experiencing a renaissance. You could also say a comeback. If something is shunned, it's kind of looked down on. People don't take it seriously. They don't consider it. And they thought, well, we'd rather have a violin, or we'd rather have a guitar, or a bass guitar. A ukulele, that's like a toy. Who wants to play that? It's stupid. It's dumb. It's for idiots. So it was shunned for louder. In other words, they preferred louder and more serious instruments. But, hey, it's experiencing a renaissance. A renaissance is like a rebirth of something. As I said before, it means a comeback. It used to be popular. It stopped being popular. And now it's popular again.
Well, there was a renowned Hawaiian musician who released a hit ukulele version of the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which I love.
Is that that Judy Garland song in The Wizard of Oz?
From The Wizard
of Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But yes, I guess this fella in Hawaii did it with a ukulele. I saw it on YouTube. It's actually kind of a cute song.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. If it's renowned, it's known and admired by a lot of people. It has some sort of special quality and, of course, became very popular. You could say a popular Hawaiian musician. You could also use that. A well-respected Hawaiian musician. People really like his stuff. It was because he used a ukulele in his version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow that the ukulele kind of got back into style. You know, it had its renaissance. This happened in the 1990s, and since then, I guess, More people have decided, hey, I'm going to use this in my music as well, like rock legends Paul McCartney and George Harrison. They also use the uke, as we call it for short, in their performances. I haven't seen them use the ukulele, have you?
No, but I guess they did in some of their songs. Paul McCartney, of course, and George Harrison were from the Beatles. Paul McCartney sang, "Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away." And George Harrison was famous for, "Something in the way she moves," etc. They used the uke or ukulele in some of their performances. Well, here in Taiwan, there was some kind of drama on TV, a serial called In Time With You. And so specifically an appearance on the drama In Time With You sparked a ukulele craze in Taiwan. A craze is a period of time when something is extremely popular. There are various crazes that come and go over time.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that that happened. Well, pop songs and TV ads are saturated with sounds and images of the ukulele these days. If you're saturated with something, it's completely filled with something. There is a phrase these days among health experts. The phrase we use is saturated fat. It's the kind of fat that is in foods that's not good for your body. But here we're just saying there's a lot of it. You could have a sponge that's saturated with water. If it's saturated, there's just a lot of that water in it. Colors can be saturated where the color is very rich and dark.
You could just say these commercials and TV songs and pop songs are just full of ukulele sounds. I did want to mention, this might be a giveaway as to how long I've been in Taiwan, but in my early years here in Taiwan, there was actually a popular folk group called Ukulele, and they had a really big song. I don't remember what the title was, but the first line of that song was, "I don't believe it, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da." But the name of that group was Ukulele. So the ukulele must have been very popular back then.
Oh. Well, beyond celebrity endorsement, people are attracted to this little instrument because it's fun and easy to play. It's also easy to take outside with you. You know, if you have a big instrument, it's kind of a pain to carry it around. Celebrity is a person who's famous. So if a celebrity endorses something, that's a verb form, they say publicly that they like a product, they use it themselves, but behind the scenes they're being paid by that particular company to say those things. So anytime you see a commercial where there's a famous person saying, "Oh, I love this brand of milk," or "I love this razor I just bought," it means they're getting paid to say that by the company, the maker of the product. A lot of times these days, many athletes are endorsing products for extra money.
Sure. And you know that famous Taiwanese actress, Chen Mei Feng? My goodness, she seems to endorse all sorts of products all the time, although I don't see her picture as much as I used to. Now you see Jolene Tsai promoting
and
products.
Janet Hsieh on Fun with Taiwan.
Janet is endorsing products and services all the time. So, yes, these are examples of celebrity endorsements. Well, beyond that, or besides these celebrity endorsements, people are attracted to the ukulele because, hey, it's fun. And it's also easy to play. The chords are real simple. Anyone looking to see what all the fuss is about should just pick one up and start plucking in order to experience the charm of the ukulele. If we talk about the fuss of something, that means people are making a lot of noise about something. What's all the fuss? Or why are you making such a fuss about this? What's the big deal? It's not that big a deal. You're making this, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, you're turning something that's really small into something that's big. So what's all the fuss? Fuss, again, as Tom said, it's excitement that's kind of loud and usual, and it's often not very necessary or wanted. But we're kind of wanting to know why people are talking about it so much. It's not that big a deal. Well, if you want to see what people are saying and why they like this ukulele itself, you should just pick one up and start plucking. To pluck is a verb that means you pull and then release a string. We pluck guitars. I would even pluck my violin when I wasn't using my bow. We can pluck as well.
And you can pluck feathers off of a chicken in order to cook it.
And girls, you can pluck your eyebrows.
True, but that would hurt, wouldn't it?
No, you have to pluck your eyebrows so they look good. They have a good shape to them.
Looking good is what it's all about, and sounding good is also equally important. So please check out a ukulele. I'm sure they're very cheap at your local music store. Okay, everybody, here's our Chinese teacher.
为什么会有这样子 ukulele 的名字呢？其实在夏威夷语里面当中呢， ukulele 指的就是 jumping flea， 是跳跃的跳蚤。在这一段最后面有提到Which is said to refer to the way a player's fingers hop briskly over the strings like flea. 原来啊，指的就是弹奏乌克丽丽这个乐手的手指呢，就好像跳蚤一般，在弦上轻快地跳跃着。这里的 refer to 解释成为提及，指的是什么意思？ A brisk原来当作形容词有轻快的的意思。如果你说 He is a brisk walker， 指的就是他是个走路很轻快的人。其实乌克丽丽呢，在以前并不被归类为是比较震惊的乐器。在这一段的第一句写道Once shunned for louder and more serious instruments, the ukulele is now experiencing a renaissance.在这里的主词呢是 the ukulele， 所以这里的 shunned 用 VPP 用来表示被动。我们先来看一下 shun 这个字本来有躲开避开的意思。She lives alone shunned by society， 指的就是她一个人过生活与世隔绝。所以原本呢乌克丽丽是被跟一些正式的乐器是相隔离，没有人认为它是属于这个类别的，但是现在呢，它则是体验到一种新生复活，我们就用了 Renaissance 这个名词咯。在这一段的最后一句提到 Pop songs and TV ads are saturated with songs and images of the ukulele these days. 其实你可以在很多的流行歌曲或者是电视的广告都可以看到充满着乌克丽丽的形象跟歌曲。在这里我们讲到充满着什么东西，就可以说 be saturated with。接着我们来看一下文章的最后一句咯。Anyone looking to see what all the fuss is about should just pick one up and start plugging to experience the charm of the ukulele. 如果有兴趣的话，就去买一支乌克丽丽，尝试来拨奏这个乐器吧。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're out of time. We hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.